giving glory, honor, and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a blessing again to be able to proclaim the Word of God. Philippians chapter 1, I want us to read verses 1 through 7 with a special focus on verse 6. And it reads, Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God, I thank my God, upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you with all joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers with me of grace. May God bless the reading of his word. And again, focusing on verse 6, we want to reflect on the word of God this morning using the message title, God Can and God Will. God Can and God Will. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we look to you, O God, for this moment as we go into your word. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are indeed acceptable in your sight. And I pray, O Heavenly Father, that your word falls on hearts, Lord God, that are receptive to your word and are willing, Lord God, to hear your word and be doers of your word. We all need your word, Lord God. We need it yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we look to you, O Father, to guide us through your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. As we go forth, God, we thank you for your word and by your spirit to be able to hear and understand your word. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Verse 6 of our text this morning, we read about our ability to have confidence in our God, his ability to finish what he has began with you and I. And let's read it again. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And I want to call your attention to the middle of verse 6 there, where it says, has begun, has begun, has begun. Now, the phrase has begun is referring to a deliberate act by God that has already started, that is already underway. Not something on the come or not something to look forward to, but something that he has already started. Something that began way back, something that began well before, and something that is continuing up to the present. You know, so often we are looking to what God's going to do for us, but we're not as focused on what he has done already, not as focused on what he is still doing. But the word of God here tells us that there is something that he has already started. The word refers to it as a good work, a good work, a good work. What is that good work, or what is this good work? The good work is our salvation, my salvation, your salvation. That God is enabling you and I to love him with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. That God is enabling us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. That God, through his power and his spirit, that good work is that he is enabling us to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in his work, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. This is the good work that God has begun in us, and it's a good work because God does nothing in us that makes us worse off. Everything that God does ultimately makes us better off. And even if it doesn't look like it right now, if God is doing something in you and through you and for you, it's a good work. And it will result in something that is better for you. He did not decide this on some whim or some notion. He was intentional. And this good work began long before we were born. In fact, Scripture tells us in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, that God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before Him in love. God always finishes what He starts. Now, we, on the other hand, we don't always finish what we start. Books that have been begun and have not been finished, promises made but not kept, intentions that we have intended to follow through on but we have not yet, we can all point back to those, but God always finishes what He starts. And this morning, because He finishes what He starts, just know that God can and God will. So if there's anything this morning that's weighing on you, if there is any burden that just seems like it won't go away, if there is any problem that you just don't seem to have a solution for, then just know that God has got it covered. Just know and keep remembering that God can and God will. He's making you able to overcome. Just know that in all these things, you are more than a conqueror through Him that loves you. Just know and keep remembering that God can and God will. If you've walked with God a little while, you know that He makes a way out of no way. You know that He is a provider. You know that He always comes right on time. And you know that you can approach the throne of grace with confidence so that you may receive mercy and find grace to help you in your time of need. And this is why we can say, God can and God will. This is why we can be confident that He will finish the good work that He has begun in us. The good work of salvation, God can and God will complete it. The good work of loving God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, God can and God will complete it. The good work of loving your neighbor as yourself, God can and God will complete it. Psalm 118, verse 8, tells us to be confident in the Lord because it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. If you put your trust and confidence in God, you will be like the man that we spoke of last week who built his house on the rock and not on the sand. And when the rains come and the winds blow, your house will stand strong because of your confidence being in the Lord. Your confidence is knowing that God can and God will. We know that from the first part of verse 6, that the good work that He has begun in you, He will complete it. But when you look at the last part of verse 6, the end of verse 6, it tells you when it will be completed, until the day of Jesus Christ. And what is the day of Jesus Christ? Acts 17, verse 31 says that God has set a day when He will judge the world with justice by the man He has appointed. That man is Jesus Christ. That is the day that the world will be judged. That is the day the saved will be gathered together. No one knows the day of Jesus Christ, but that day will come. Those who have believed in their hearts and confessed with their mouths the Lord Jesus will be gathered together and separated from this world to life eternal. The saved will enter heaven, escorted in by the Lord Jesus Himself, but the unsaved will be condemned to hell, a place where there is an entrance and no exit, a place of torment where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But no one knows that day, the day of Jesus Christ, but the day will come. So I just want to close this brief message by reminding you that the Bible tells us that the chief commitment of our lives must be to God Himself. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22 that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. Jesus also said that no man with his hand to the plow looking backward is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus was telling us that in every area of our lives, we must be committed to loving and serving God. This means that we must hold nothing back from Him because He holds nothing back from us. I know sometimes that it gets real hard, but despite the challenges and the problems, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. And I don't know about you, but I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so we can be confident in that. We can be confident that God began something in us and that it will be completed. We can know that God can and God will. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, O God, we thank You for this day. We thank You for this moment. We thank You for this time. And God, we look to You, O Heavenly Father, in a time where there is much turmoil and much chaos, Lord God, but we know that You are the peace in the center. We know that You are the rock. You are the one that we can turn to, Lord God, where all else fails, You succeed. So God, we look to You, O Heavenly Father, knowing that You can and that You will. We look to You, O Heavenly Father, knowing that You have all that we need to make it through. So God, I pray for each and every one that is on this call. I pray that if there is anyone that is on this call that is burdened in mind or in spirit or in body, Lord God, we know that You can and that You will, and that You will complete the work that You have begun in us until the day of Jesus Christ. God, we thank You. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.